Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru. Excuse me. Someone actually got mad at me for saying that. They wish I would say, oh gosh. I don't think
gorsh.
I don't think I'm being offensive, but you know what? Everybody has their own thing, and I try to be nice to people, but it is so good to be home. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. Jordan, how are you, sir?
Typical, the second show, I'm a little more perky here.
You've had a hard week, little camper.
Bro, let me tell, I wasn't thrust into the role as interim producer of Richmond's Morning News, but I was the first one they offered it to, and of course I accepted. So I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, did the show last week. Worked the Daytona 500 rain out on Sunday.
Okay.
So this is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is day 11 in a row.
When I was your age, I could do it. And there is a certain level of fun to this job. So, but it's still work. I mean, you're working a lot harder than I am. Maybe. You're a 1 week.
It's all subjective.
You are 1 week and it countdown. I mean, because it's going to be at 2:30?
Yep.
Okay, good. That gives me enough time to leave the show, get home, put on my suit, and get there.
Exactly.
But if there are those of you who might be new to the show, next Saturday, Jordan is getting married to the love of his life. She's a terrific girl.
She is.
I like really her awesome. A lot, and I'm really excited for you guys.
Yep.
A friend of mine, she always jokes me. She's like, you just love weddings. I'm like, no, I love love.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like to be alone. I know what it feels like to be in a bad relationship. When you find that right one, it makes every day worth everything.
Yep.
Yeah. I even have a hard time being exhausted from last week because I got to come home to my bride. We're only a year and a half in. So yeah. You're going to come in next Saturday for the early show, like the first hour?
Not the early show. Probably this part of this hour.
Okay. That'd be great.
Well, the plan is to probably get here between 9 and 9:30 and hang out, and then we'll do the first part of the second show.
Hey, look, I know if you remember, at least Joanne remembers better than I do. People were calling in and giving me marriage advice. So, you know, there's, well, look at it this way. Like Kirk Akey, okay, he married his wife like 2 months after they knew each other as kids.
Yeah.
And when they reconnected as adults, 2 months later, they got married and they've been together like 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Dave Davies is the same way. So. It'll work. It'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be 18 months on Tuesday, or 19 months on Tuesday, so we've put in a little bit of time at least.
Sounds like a plan. Yes. I'm looking forward to it. I am glad to be here today. If you have a home improvement question, call 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140 because we have a short show. We are going to be signing off. The home show is going to be signing off at 11:30 for UVA basketball. And I asked him already ahead of time. They're playing Pittsburgh, and UVA looks like they got the record to crush them. So go UVA. Excellent. What have I been doing this week? All week I have been in Virginia Beach from all the way. I got home late Thursday night. I went down there to take the classes for my certification to get a license to be a home inspector. Because even though I've done home inspections for a bunch of you listeners, and it was perfectly legal. Now we have to have a license. And I went through the class. Agonizing. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Mike in Richmond.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Richard, for taking my call. I had a refrigerator that died a few months ago, and I bought a used one, and I've had it stored on its back for about a month. And I'm taking it today down to set it vertical. And I wonder if I just leave it vertical for like a week or two. Or do I have to do more than that?
No, you set it up on its feet, and it's going to need to sit that way for a couple of days. That's what it's really going to take. Okay. It doesn't take a week, but I guarantee all the oil has run out of that compressor. So, yeah, you need to make sure it stands up on its feet for at least a couple of days. We laid one on its back to bring to my house, and it's been sitting upright. It sat upright for a week before I did it, but that's just because I couldn't fit it in the kitchen. I had to do some stuff to get it in there. So, yeah, a couple of days at least.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I didn't want to ruin it by... I knew I shouldn't turn it on right away.
Oh, no. That you can't do that. But, yeah, let it set up for a couple of days. You'll be fine. How old is the fridge that you bought?
Wonderful. It's not real old. I think it's probably about 5 years old.
Yeah.
I bought it at Salvation Army, and it looks nice. It's like a stainless steel.
Yeah, it should be fine. Like I said, a couple of days. You're good.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. For those of you who couldn't hear him, he laid a refrigerator on its back and left it that way. One of the thing about refrigerators, air conditioners, if you're storing them on their back, anything with refrigerant in it, it needs to sit on its feet. For at least a day. That was the old rule of thumb. I give it a couple of days. Why not? It's not going to hurt anything. But that way, all the oils and all the freons and everything get settled back into place. So, like I said, I spent 4 days, Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. Not quite 6, but pretty darn close. Taking classes for my home inspection certification, because now you have to have a license. I have got so many hoops to jump through. And it's not that saying I can't do a home inspection now for you. I can, absolutely. I can do that all day long. But if I want to do it for a real estate agent, I've got to have that license. And now I found out, here's a thing I didn't even know existed. New home inspections. I looked at them, I was like, what do you mean new home inspections? And it's a whole different certification. And I couldn't understand, like, why do I have to have a whole new certification for new homes? It's a new home. It was built and inspected and finished. And it turns out that now people, even though it's a brand new home and it's been inspected by the localities, they still want a new home certification, meaning someone to come in and go behind the inspectors. Now, part of that I can understand, and I love the inspectors. All of you guys that are listening, understand. I understand what you're going through. I wouldn't do it for nothing, because it's too much stress. They're running around doing crazy amount of inspections every single solitary day, and there's no way you can catch it all. It's like Pokemon. It's not going to happen. So not only am I going to get my license for home inspections, which is a very expensive test. The class was expensive. The test is expensive. I better not screw it up because it's going to cost me a fortune. But once I've gotten that, then I have to go for new homes. And there's all kinds of other things. I'll get to it. I'm going to take your calls at 833-804-1140. I put up on the Facebook machine, what do you want me to talk about? People came up with some really great topics. I will get to that, and I will tell you stories. I've got two from Florida. I don't know which one I'm going to do. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Phone number is 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. By the way, my wife and I went to the ballet last week. And the only reason that's not the point. What I'm saying is, for those of you out there who have never done it, and I can understand that. You know, I totally can understand it. It's not high on the list when you know, say you're a sports fan or something like that. It was heartbreakingly beautiful. That's the way to put it. It was just a spectacle to watch. And the power, like I said, if you are into sports, you are impressed by athletes, go. You know, you've got to watch. It's going to be a while until they do it again. They do shows at their the Richmond Ballet School, or whatever you want to call it, their main building. They have a small place there. It's just amazing to watch. 833-804-1140. Sarah on 64.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. About 10 years ago, had all the windows in the house replaced with a very expensive type of window, but the cladding, the vinyl on the outside, are coming off. It was determined that it was a defective product, but who would you call to see about getting that replaced, repaired?
Repaired or replaced? I would call Kirk Akey and Akey's Home Improvement.
Okay.
I mean, is it
a... Thank you very much.
There should be a warranty on those.
The warranty, I will be getting some money towards the recladding, but they will not be replacing the windows.
Well, something is better than nothing. Because
correct. And I really just want the recladding done.
Yeah, good. Well, believe it or not, in Virginia, a lifetime warranty ends at 10 years. So the fact that they're giving you something after 10 years is really actually good.
Yes.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Call Kirk.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. That happens. It happens. 10 years. That's, you know, you'd expect them to last longer. I understand that completely. But even if they had a lifetime warranty, as I do air quotes on radio, which makes no sense whatsoever, in Richmond, legally speaking, 10 years is lifetime. They can, after that, they can say, hasta luego. So the fact that she is getting something is good. And yeah, for all my window stuff, I go to Kirk. By the way, he's also going to be out at the home show. Again, it's 2 weeks. It's not this coming. It's not next Saturday, but the following Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the big one. That's the fun one. Oh, they're all fun. Actually, they are all fun. But what they do for the spring show, just blows my mind. And I go to every single home show. Even I expect to say, okay, I'm going to see the same people every time. Yeah, certain people are going to be there every time. Makes sense. Maybe somebody you talked to a couple years ago, you can't even remember them, but you'll know them by sight. That's good. But I go for the new stuff. New products, new methods. Things are changing quickly. There's going to be so many big changes in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years in housing. I mean, automation, that's a thing now. Never thought. I remember reading years ago, I was reading an article about Bill Gates, and this is every bit of like 10 years ago, maybe longer. And I was reading an article about Bill Gates and his home that his family and he live in. And they were saying these crazy things like, The house knew who you were, and when you walked into the room, it would adjust the lighting and the temperature based on your preference. And I thought, that's crazy. if you liked a certain kind of music, it might play it for you if you've set it up. And there were all these different automations that you could, he had, Bill Gates, you know, Microsoft guy. And I thought, that'll never happen for us. Who could ever afford something like that? Yeah, I need to shut up. Now we can walk into a room and the lights come on and everything's already automated. It's going to be worse. I'm going backwards, by the way. I'm going the other direction. This as fast as I can. Here's how technically advanced we are at Cal State McCann. We just got a refrigerator that dispenses ice and water. Huh? Fancy. Really fancy. So, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I already know I'm being spied on. I already know they're listening. My phone all the time, every now and then, just goes, I'm listening. What do you want? Like, I didn't talk to you. Go away. Stop. Shoo. All right, so some of the things people have been asking me. Richard, how do you clean out basement floor drains in a 1903 house? I don't think I understand the question. I don't think the floor drains were any different in 1903 than they are now. So I don't understand the question. I mean, if it's just stopped up, I've taken a floor drain and plunged it clean. Yeah. I had a house, the floor drain was stopped up with dog hair. So much dog, because the dogs stayed in the basement during the day. They were stopped up with so much dog hair that I tried snaking it. It kind of worked. Then I pulled out the plunger. And I was able to plunge back something about a little bit bigger than a chihuahua. That's how big the hair wad was. So, yeah, if I don't know what, Cindy, you're going to have to give me more details on what's wrong with a 1903 floor drain. But you give me more details, tell me what's stopped up in it. I usually just snake them out. That's all it really takes. If you know how to use a good snake, you'll be fine. I've actually used my closet auger. You know, the thing I tell you about to use for unstopping the toilet? I've used that to unstop floor drains. It worked. Who can complain with success? I can't argue with it. Good stuff. My name is Richard McCann. It's McKANN. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Don't forget, go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face. And that way you can download podcasts of the show. Take me wherever you go. And don't forget the radio.com app. This is the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140 is the phone number. You can also reach me, Richard McCann, at hotmail.com. That's right. I'm going old school, Hotmail. Actually, Jordan, what do you think? Because now we're going to be starting the new company here shortly. And the company's going, we're going to call it Home Guru. That's going to be the name of my inspection company. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly thinking about going with an AOL email.
You should.
just to because
why not?
It seems like it's shorter that way. Yeah. Don't give people a lot of
AOL Yahoo.
I haven't had a Yahoo account in like 20 years. They're still there.
Yeah.
They were the hottest thing in the world.
Yep.
Are you old enough to remember the disks that came in the mail so you could log on to AOL?
Yep.
You know there's a landfill someplace with just billions of those things.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help building a website, by the way.
Okay.
You can do that?
I don't know how to code.
Okay.
But if you're using something like WordPress, then yes.
I was going to use, I think I'm going to try Squarespace.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't have any experience on Squarespace, but it can't be any harder
Between you and my wife, we need a website, okay? Yeah. I'm doing the hard stuff. I'm crawling underneath houses and stuff. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I still have to turn in all my paperwork. I still have to take the test. And honestly, if the test is written the same way the real estate test was written, I'm going to have to take a lot of practice tests because the state, they can't make it simple. You know, there's a right answer. There's a wrong answer. And even if it's, they're all multiple choice. But out of four, You know, you should be able to say, okay, this is the right answer. And it's not that. It's the way they word the questions. It's almost like they want to get an extra. Yeah, let's really screw them. We can get him to pay for that test three times. That's what it feels like. Sorry. I'm grumpy. I spent a week in a classroom, sitting in an office chair, a week, 10 hours a day. I think I am crippled for life. It's a joke, but no, my hips and back are shot. I got home, my wife kissed on me and then said, I said, honey, I think I can chill out for a while. She goes, you just do that, baby. There you go. You're good. So then I made dinner. 833-804-1140. So last week I told you a story of mice and men. Well, there's a part two. And there's a reason for telling the story, so bear with me. I have reasons for just about everything I do. So what happened was I was working, a laboratory called me up. And in the lab, they're raising mice. They're raising genetically identical mice. So it's really kind of fascinating. They're like the most genetically perfect mice on the planet, which... okay. And no, PETA, I don't want to hear from you. It's not like that. But anyway, the problem was it had two sinks, and if you ran water in either one of them, water went everywhere. Everywhere you could go, just pouring all over the floor. And so someone called me up, said, hey, could you fix these sinks for me? And I'm like, you know what? If I don't keep my fingers in it, if I don't keep doing it, I will forget how to do it. It's like the conversation I had with my buddy, Frank. I was like, Frank, well, you're a HVAC tech. He goes, Richard, I'm not a tech anymore. I'm a businessman. He says, I quit you doing it, and now I can't do it. And I understood. If you don't use it, you lose it. Hey, we should put that on a T-shirt. Nobody's ever... okay, so maybe it's been said before. So basically, what happened was the basket strainers and the traps all just rotted away. Now, who knows what they were using that lab for before this tenant got there. I don't know what chemicals they could have been pouring down it, but it was messed up. And so they asked me if I could fix it. I'm like, sure, no big deal. And when I get there, they tell me, all right, now time to put on a bunny suit. I'm like, excuse me? They said, yes, this is a clean room. What does that mean? That means, Richard, that you have to wear a bunny suit, gloves, booties, a hairnet, and a face mask. All of it. Okay. You want to say that to me? Okay.
Yeah. Someone wanted to know what the costs are involving a home inspection and what agency licenses a home inspector.
Okay, that's a very, very good question. Well, let's start with the second part first. Who licenses a home inspector? DPOR. The same people that regulate all the licenses, your real estate license, your contractor's license, your hairdresser license, whatever license you have to be a professional, it's all run through DPOR. They're the ones that say, oh, you took the test? Good. Now give us this money. Here's your license. And if you don't keep up with your extended education, there is continuing education for every trade. Every single trade out there, continuing education. Usually it's about 16 hours every 2 years. There is that. So that's who does the licensing. Now here's the funny thing about cost of a home inspection. There is no blanket answer for that. And there's a very simple reason why. I mean, I believe there's a minimum of like $350, which is fair. That's a minimum. You got a simple, you know, three-bedroom rancher. Okay, it's not real big. That's about right. But what a lot of inspectors are doing, and I have not talked to anybody about this, is this. Things have changed. One, once they made licensing and insuring and business licenses and all that part of the equation, the cost went up. It only goes to show if your overhead goes up, the cost of an inspection goes up, which is okay. But from what I understand is, and I'm There's not many home inspectors out there, just so you know. Not many in the state. Most of the inspectors base the cost of your inspection on two things. The age of your house and the size of the house. And that's completely fair. If it's a brand new house, how long is an inspection really going to take? It's brand new. Whereas you say the house is 50 years old and nobody's ever done anything to it, that's going to cost a little bit more. Now, like I said, if it's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, okay, pretty standard. That'll fall under one category. The biggest house I've ever inspected was 13 bedrooms. And if you counted the attic, if you counted the basement and the attic, it was 5 stories? Yeah, 5 stories. The attic on this house, you could fit my home in twice. That's how big the attic was. It had a commercial kitchen in the basement. And then on the first floor, it had a formal kitchen, a butler's pantry, and a dining room that sat 20 at least. So needless to say, that inspection cost a little bit more than your standard inspection. So what it's really going to come down to is who you hire. What's the purpose of the inspection? That's another thing you got to ask yourself. Is this an inspection for me? I'm staying in this house, Richard. I want to know what's going on with my house, Richard. Richard, can you tell me what's going on and what I need to fix so I'll have less maintenance to deal with when, down the road? I don't want to be, all of a sudden have 6 different things pop up at the same time. Or is it an inspection for I'm selling my house, Richard? And there's still 2 inspections there. I strongly encourage people that are going to sell their house, get an inspection. I know that sounds crazy, like, well, the buyer's going to hire an inspector. Yes, they are. But the question is, do you want surprises? Do you want somebody to show up in your house, some stranger doesn't know you, isn't working for you, and go through your house and say, here's $6,000 worth of stuff I want you to fix. Whereas if you had somebody come in already, you probably could have gone in and fixed it yourself and taken care of it. Interesting note, this I found fascinating. Home inspectors do not have to give suggested repair costs. They don't do that. Except for one place in the entire state of Virginia. Jordan, you want to guess what one place in the whole state of Virginia the home inspector has to give suggested repair costs? One place. Come on, you can do it.
Richmond.
You got it. Richmond. The instructor literally turned to me and he said, except for you. Yeah, great. But caller, whoever they were, that's the deal. It's going to come down to the size of your house, the age of your house, and what you want the inspection for. But I will, once my licensing is done, I'll tell you about it. Okay, so I will finish my story about the laboratory because it's something that will affect you. Not the laboratory, but there are things in your house that are just universal when it comes to sinks, and I want to tell you all about it. My name is Richard McCann, McCann. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140 is the phone number. Don't forget, if you have a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, or just want to comment on some of the things I've been talking about, we're only on today until 1130, and then it's UVA basketball. So a short show, but don't worry, UVA is going to smash Pittsburgh. I just crush them. You ever been to Pittsburgh? I've always wanted to go, and it seems like a fun place to be.
I've driven outside of Pittsburgh.
I've driven outside of it.
But I've never been to Pittsburgh.
Neither have I. I heard it's like a rocking little town.
Yeah.
But I'm not up for the weather. I lived in New York. I'm never living someplace cold ever.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, I'm sure it's not like this all the time, but it seems like the weather in Pittsburgh, it's kind of like England. It's always like
gray,
dreary, and rainy.
Ugh, No, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Unless I get a radio job. Hey, Pittsburgh, if you want to give me a radio job, I'm good. I'll bring my own sun. I'll pack my own sunshine, just like Nikki D says. Yes, I know. It shouldn't be. So I had to do this job. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we all have this in our kitchens. Is what happened was the two sinks that were in this lab, both of the basket strainers had basically rotted away. Now, the basket strainer is that thing right in the bottom that, you know, it's where all the water goes down through, and the basket is, you know, the crosshairs, and then there is a little strainer stopper that goes in it. They were gone, just rotted away. Now, could be a couple of things. It could have been that it just wasn't good quality when it was put in. I don't think so. Honestly, what I come down to is they were just cheap. They were very cheap, and they were pouring stuff down those drains that maybe they shouldn't have. I don't know. I wasn't around. But all I know is then we now have a problem. So I had to go in there. I had to get them out, put the new ones in. And here's the best part. I had to do it wearing a hairnet, a Tyvek suit, a respirator. Well, just one of those thick breathe masks, kind of like a painting mask. But I had to wear it. I had to wear rubber gloves and booties over my tennis shoes. So needless to say, I made sure when I went back to do the work, I was wearing stuff that was a lot lighter and a lot more easy around. You'll never see me in public in sweats until that day. Yeah, I was wearing sweats and tennis shoes. The boots stayed at home because it's just hard. It's hard to climb underneath a sink wearing boots in a Tyvek suit. And the smell. You ever smell something and it smells so bad you can taste it? Yeah. That's what I was dealing with. Now, again, why am I bringing all this up? One, everything in there was brass. They went with a brass tailpiece and a brass trap, which, you know, brass plumbing for underneath the sink has been around for decades upon decades. I have never ever been a fan. The only time I ever wanted to use brass is when somebody was going to see it. If it was going to be someplace where it was visible, then yes, I'm going to use the brass just because it's pretty. But brass rots just like everything else. It's very thin. It's called tubular for a reason. Those traps are very, very, very thin. I'd much rather go back with a PVC trap and tailpiece. Now, interesting story. For years upon years, if I wanted to cut to length, because their PVC traps and tailpieces have to be cut to size, we get that. But I could never cut them with a tubing cutter. They're always too thick. And so instead of really cutting, they would kind of crush or snap. The ones I picked up the other day, my tubing cutter went through them like hot butter. So either I've got a really sharp tubing cutter, which I don't think I do, or they're not making those quite as thick as they used to, which is fine. It's still plastic. It's not going to rot away as fast as brass. Now, my father taught me a little secret, and I never thought about it much, is there are two types of basket strainers, and the difference is the way they attach to your sink. There's a direct basket, and then there's a double cup basket. Now, I know this sounds weird, but bear with me for 1 second. If you look up underneath your sink, I'll bet you anything you have a direct connect, meaning that around the ground, the great big base of that strainer, there's this huge nut, and it's probably about, 3.5 inches in diameter, or whatever the diameter is. It's humongous, and it's made of pot metal, just garbage. Or if you're a kid that played with Hot Wheels, die-cast metal. My dad had to, as a kid, like, look, Dad, it's made of die-cast. He's like, yeah, it's pot metal. Putting them in is fine. Taking them out, nightmare. Because they corrode, and you cannot get a tool around them to unspin them. What happens is the whole thing just spins in the sink around and around and around. So you have to cut them out with a hacksaw and a chisel, which nobody wants to beat on the bottom of a sink with a chisel. But sometimes you just have to. A Dremel tool would also do the job. One of the things I always carried on my truck was a Dremel. Especially good for cutting bolts off of toilets. Because the nut will rust and corrode to the bolt, and then you can't get it out. So a Dremel tool would have worked. But in this case, I had to cut both of them out with a hacksaw. Not even a full-size hacksaw. You have to use that little jab hacksaw, which sucks. I literally walked into the job. I looked at the guy. I said, okay, Doc, this is going to suck. Let's do this. And he just looks at me and goes, you sound a lot like your brother. I'm like, oh, he sounds a lot like me. I'm older. So I was able to cut them both out because they were direct. Once you put them in, getting them out is darn near impossible. It takes a lot of time. And remember, I'm wrapped up in Tyvek. And it wasn't even thin Tyvek. It was thick. I'm going to be dealing with coronavirus Tyvek. So I am sweating to death. Dying on the vine. And so I decided I'll spend the extra money, or I should say they're going to spend the extra money, and we're going to put in a double cup basket strainer. And what that means is exactly what it sounds. It's one part fits into the other, and then it's support. It is all held together at the bottom with a much smaller nut that you're able to grab with a pair of channel locks. The other one, you just can't get it unless you got one of those big, foot and a half long pairs of channel locks. And if you have that, you can't fit it up underneath the sink. So, yeah, I spent the extra money, and this was a little tip, too. I picked them up at Big Orange. I grabbed the first one, and I thought to myself, I don't know why it went through my head. I said, I'm going to check this thing out. And I opened it up and realized somebody had opened it and stole the washer out of it. Whenever you buy something at one of the box stores, double check to make sure it's sealed all the way around. If it's not sealed, see if it's got all its parts. Because I cannot tell you how many times people go in there. Sometimes they disappoint me. I just need this one little part. Steal. I didn't steal the whole thing. I just stole one little part. Yikes. I gave it to the manager so they'd know. But I made sure all the parts were there. My plumber's putty, found out plumber's putty goes bad. My plumber's putty had frozen. I pulled the whole thing out, was able to cut 2 inches off the bottom and still get it soft to make it seal up. And I got them in place. But then I had to tell them, look, if you're going to raise these mice, stop letting the bedding go down the drain. I said, because next time I'm here, you're going to have me with a power snake trying to snake out your drains while wearing a bunny suit. And that ain't going to fly. I told them to go buy some the screens to go in the bottom. They're like $2. Pick them up at Big Orange. You'll be fine. My name is Richard McCann, reminding you, whatever home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle you've got, you need to get on it because we are out of here at 11:30 for UVA basketball. Some of the things coming up, let me see. Ohio is wondering how they stop leaking gutters. I can do that. And someone wonders if a satellite dish and mattress can be taken away by Junk King. I think we can work that out. My name is Richard McCann. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Check out WRVA.com for podcast. And give me a call, 833-804-1140. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McGann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody. It's warming up. It's getting a little warmer. I can see this morning was, whoa. You know, hey, Jordan, I think before next winter, I should get the heat fixed in my truck. What do you think? See, it was a cold ride coming in.
Yeah, heat is always nice.
Coming back from Virginia Beach, in the snow, it was snowing, leaving the beach, and I'm just sitting there going the whole way.
Yeah.
Though I will say this to all our people in Virginia Beach can hear WRVA clear as a bell. It was amazing to me.
Like on 96.1 or 1140?
On 1140. I got to hear Jeff Katz. I was pulling into my hotel, and Jeff Katz like, here's the Vice President Pence. And I'm like, what?
Well, that's bad news for news talk in Norfolk and Virginia Beach.
You know what? They're probably
50,000 watts.
Yeah, that's right. Last week someone wrote on the, like, Richard's ready to talk with all 10,000 watts. I'm like, 10,000? 10,000. I will admit, years ago, I ran into some people at another radio station, and I was just feeling like a jerk. And I said, which station? And they told me, and they're a little station, and they do good work. They do really good work. I said, well, how many watts are you? And I think they were like 50 or 100 watts. I mean, literally, you can't hear it outside of like Richmond.
Yeah.
And I said, really? That's cute. She says, what do you mean? I said, yeah, I'm talking on 50,000 watts.
Yep.
Blowtorch of the sun. They don't even give stations this kind of power anymore. That historic, we've actually grandfathered in. We're a historic. And I found out, because we're celebrating 95 years here soon, I think, for WRVA in the next couple of months. I've heard stories, talking to some of the old timers about how during World War II, WRVA was able to bounce, and we were broadcasting to Hawaii. Our troops would be listening to hometown news all the way into the Pacific. So pretty cool stuff. Glad to have you here, sir. And thank you. I know you're tired, but God bless them. It's like, for those of you who are listeners for a while, one, hey, vote for me on Style Weekly for best talk radio host. I'm not going to win, but it's nice to be nominated. That's about it. You know, I'm not going to sit there and hawk it, but it'd be nice just to be nominated. But two, I have the best producers. Over the years I've been here, I've probably had, probably a dozen different people sit in Jordan's chair. And I can think back in time, and there's maybe one I didn't like, and he didn't last that long anyway. You know, that's the way it works. So there you go. Have it. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. We are abbreviated today because of UVA basketball at 1130 right here on 1140 AM. Are we also doing it on 96.1 and on 96.1 FM? So some of the things people have been asking me on the old Facebook machine. Let me see. This one was good. Hi, from Ohio. How do you stop leaking gutter seams? Gutters and downspouts are clean. Funny you should ask. I had a couple of shingles come loose in that last windstorm. Yes, it's a sign that it's time for a new roof. I get that. And that's a project for later on this year. I mean, the roof was semi-new when I bought the house, but that was 20 years ago. And you know they probably went with the most inexpensive shingle they could get their hands on, a 20-year roof. We're over 20 years. But I don't do ladders like I used to. In fact, it was funny. One of the things I learned, I joke about the class that I took, the home inspector's class, because I did know, let's say, 97% of what he said. I already knew. That's nothing on him. He knew that I've been in all the trades. I wasn't a smarty pants about it. He did a great job teaching people that have never done anything. But roofing was one of the things I realized as a home inspector, you don't have to walk on a roof. Now, I'm trying to figure out, I'll probably walk on single stories, but not double. Just makes me a little leery. That's it. So I lost a couple of shingles the other day. I didn't want to go up on my roof, a little steep for me. So I called the son-in-law of Kirk Akey, and Chris came over, and he brought two things that I hadn't seen before. One was a roof sealant to glue shingles together. I didn't know that's a thing. The other thing was, and this is for you, Carolyn from Ohio, Flex Seal. He brought a can of Flex Seal. I haven't played with the stuff yet, but if somebody as big as Akey's Home Improvement carries that for sealing up stuff, I'd say spray the inside of the gutter with Flex Seal. 833-804-1140, Aubrey in Surrey.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling. I know this is a house talk show, but I think it was this past summer you were talking about weight loss.
Yeah. I lost about...
And you were talking about...
I lost about 12 pounds.
That's good. And it was some kind of vinegar you mentioned, and I didn't catch the name of it.
One of the things I added to my diet, I mean, first of all, we really cut out carbs. Carbs are just a killer. So I try to eat them as little as possible. But we got the vinegar that has the mothers in it. It's a cold press vinegar, but it's not filtered. It's an unfiltered apple vinegar. You'll see it in the vinegar aisle. It's got this big yellow label with it looks like the front of the Farmer's Almanac, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And when you look at it, most of your vinegars is clear, you know, you can see through it. This stuff, it has this white milky stuff that kind of floats down to the bottom. And what you do is you shake it up and you take a shot of that and pour it into an 8-ounce glass of water. What it does, it helps promote good gut health. I know some people it helps greatly with inflammation, which is something I deal with on the regular. I have a buddy of mine. He has indigestion. He gets indigestion really easily, and it's really helped him with that. So the best place to get it, I buy it at Aldi. They have a brand that's a little bit less expensive, but everything at Aldi is less expensive. And
Aldi's.
What grocery store do you have in Surrey?
I go to Smithfield next door to me. Kroger, Farm Fresh.
Yeah, you can get it at any of those. Just go to the vinegar aisle. And like I said, I don't remember the name because I don't look at it that often. And there's a couple different brands, but it'll say with the mothers, which means it was never filtered. And it takes some getting used to, but it's not horrible to drink.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you out, man. And cut out those
carbs. Alrighty,
cut out those carbs.
And I enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. 40. It did help. Yeah, but carbohydrates and sugar, that's the killer. That's the absolute killer. If you're trying to lose weight, just cut those things out. My wife said a podcaster she listened to tried the carnivore diet for a month, meaning you only ate meat. No veg, just protein. I don't think I could pull it off. I really, really don't. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. The phone number is 833-804-1140. In about 9 minutes, we're going to be hitting UVA basketball. So if you want to get in, you better get in now. Real quick for my last caller, Aubrey in Surrey. The cider vinegar I'm talking about, it's apple cider vinegar by Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. I've seen it online so far. About $6 a bottle. Not bad. I mean, it lasts. It does taste weird. You think, I'm drinking vinegar. But you know, I know people that swear by it. The people I know that drink kombucha, which is very expensive. A bottle of kombucha, which is a fermented tea, is like $4. A whole bottle of the vinegar, $5. Larry and Glen Allen.
Hello, yes.
Hello, yes.
Yes, I have a single lever bathroom faucet that was leaking.
Okay.
And I was going to try to repair it. I went underneath the lavatory where the shutoffs are. One of them I can shut off, but one of them's froze. I just wondered if you had any idea of something I could do to try to get the one that's froze unfroze.
Yes, but I'm scared to tell you what it is. All right, so, Larry, this is important, okay? Let's ask ourselves a couple of questions. How old's the house?
1975.
Okay. Have these valves ever been turned off before?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, but
I've lived here for 20 years.
Okay, but one of them you were able to turn off with your hand?
Yes.
And you are willing...
I did try a small pair of channel locks with the valve hand wheel on, and then I took the valve hand wheel off and put a small crescent wrench on the flats. But I realized I don't want to put a lot of pressure on it because those valves are small and probably break pretty easy.
Then you've gone as far as I was going to take you. Honest to God, I wasn't going to. Okay, because I every time I have to turn one of those off with a channel locks, I'm cringing because. It's 1975. It probably has a brass nipple coming out of the wall, and all I'm thinking is, oh, please don't snap off in the wall. Please, please, please don't snap off in the wall. And knock on wood, haven't yet, but it could. So
I have another question.
Sure.
I have a small heat gun. Would applying heat to that valve?
No. Okay. That's all you're going to do with that is melt the rubber gasket inside, and then it will never shut off. Now, here's what you do, Larry. Do you know what brand faucet it is?
I do not, because it's not on the fixture itself.
You know what I'm going to tell you to do is call Bremac, ask for their plumbing division, and because that faucet's probably from 1975. And just get a new faucet, like a nice Delta, and tell them they're going to need to replace a supply valve while they're there.
Yeah, I went to one of the box stores, and their recommendation was is just replace the whole thing with something new.
That's what I would do. There's no point in rebuilding. The only faucet I have rebuilt in my house is my tub shower faucet because I like the looks of it, and to put in a new one would be a nightmare that I just am not in the mood to do. So,
okay. I have another quick question if you got time. I know you're short on time today. I've been out walking and trying to hurry to get in so I could talk to you. I had to replace the water heater in the house.
Okay.
And when it came time, you're trying to say something. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. Keep going. Come on now.
Okay. Replace the water heater, and when they brought the new one, it was quite a bit larger than the old one, size-wise. It was squatter but fatter.
Okay.
To figure around. I said, and what that does is it covers up so I can just barely operate the shut-off for the water valve for the house and for the outside faucet. And I said, well, can we go to a smaller water heater to a 40-gallon? It's just my wife and I. And he said, well, how many bedrooms do you have in the house? And I said, well, we use two. And he said, well, how many do you have potentially? And I said four. And he said, well, you'll fail inspection then when you go to sell the house if you don't have a 52-gallon water heater.
Oh, no. I'm calling Meadow. I'm calling Meadow Muffins on that one big time. One, he could have gone with a tall 50-gallon, and it would have been fine. Two, covering up the cutoffs valves is a major no-no. That's where you're going to get popped by your inspector. Okay, if I can't get to the cutoff valve, I'm putting that on a report. So, no.
I can still operate them, but you just can't get to them like you used to.
Hey, Larry, here's the deal.
You get your hand in.
You know what he had in stock for a water heater? That one.
A short.
Or.
You got it.
Or he was at a supply house, and he said, I need a 50-gallon water heater. They said, well, we got one that's brand new, but it's in an open box. You wanted to give you a deal. I'll take it. But telling you can't pass an inspection because you have a 40-gallon, that's a load of garbage. Because I've seen houses that have five bedrooms and a 30-gallon gas water heater. So, nah. I'm sorry. Whoever that
okay.
Do not hire that plumber again. Deal?
I understand. In fact, Bremac has done some work for me here the last few things. So
weren't they amazing?
And they came recommended through you. Yes, there. And I'm happy with them.
Why don't I get paid to give advice and nobody listens to me. Thank you, Larry.
Well, I did.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Never ceases to amaze me. I get paid to give advice on specific things. And then people call me up and say, well, I didn't do it. Or I'll be out in the real world and somebody will come up to me and go, what do you think about doing this? And I'm like, okay, well, you know, here's the way you do it. Bop, 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 1, 2, 3, 4. And they'll look at me and go, I don't want to do that. Why are you wasting my time? Incredible to me. The sponsors of this show are people that I've vetted. I will not let people advertise using me as their spokesperson. I will not do it unless I trust you implicitly. And if you screw up, I will drop you. And it's happened more than once. More than once, I found out a company was not doing what I expected of them, and they were gone. Just out the door. So there you have it. Wow. It's almost that time. Let's go over a little housekeeping before I bounce out of here. One, if you want to follow me on Facebook, I'd appreciate it. It's a really great way to get in touch with me. The Messenger app works so well. You can give me a call, 347-1152. If you want a home inspection for staying in your home. I cannot do a home inspection yet for selling your home. Now, if you want to do a pre-inspection, I can do that too. So staying in your home or pre-inspection, I can do it. Not yet certified to do it, so you can sell the house. That is coming. Also, go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face. You missed any of the shows. The early show was great. It always is. There's a lot less callers, but there's a lot more me. So usually there's some good stories there. And I hope you enjoy it. If you're listening to me out of state, do me a favor. Tell your friends about it. And let them listen to the podcast because, you know, more the merrier, the more we share. And you can get the radio.com app at WRVA.com. That way you can listen to the show live anywhere and everywhere you go. Next week, Jordan's going to be a guest because he's getting married next Saturday, and we're going to help him celebrate that. He's been a great friend. You're a great producer, and she's a lucky, lucky girl.
Yes. Yes.
He says, I agree with all of that, Richard. All right, now, it's time for us to get out of here. It is time for UVA basketball. That's the show. In the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. Time for UVA.
Paya! Hasta mañana! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.